Flying Brian here, gonna do another rock review. This time I'm gonna talk about an award-winning British rock band, so you're thinking that I'm doing two reviews of Iron Maiden in a row. But that's not the case. I'm gonna talk about Bring Me the Horizon and their latest album today. I said that they're an award-winning band. That is kind of news to me because up until this album that I'm about to talk about, That's the Spirit, I'd never really heard of this band before, but they are award-winning. From Kerrang, they won the Best British Newcomer in 2006, the Best Album with their release from 2010. They won Best Video for a song called Alligator Blood, Best British Band in 2013, Best Live Band 2014. They were nominated once again in 2014 for the Best British Band. And in 2015, with this album, they won the Best British Band. So that makes me think either they are fantastic or there aren't that many great British bands. They also won the Best Album from Alternative Press in 2014 with their album called Sempiternal. And they also won the Best International Band from Alternative Press the same year, both 2014. This is their fifth studio album. Prior to this, their discography included Count Your Blessings from 2006, Suicide Season from 2008, There Is a Hell, Believe Me I've Seen It, There Is a Heaven, Let's Keep It a Secret from 2010, Sempiternal from 2013, and the one we're going to talk about today is That's the Spirit. It was released on 9/11/2015, which isn't a great day to be putting stuff out, but I'll say that Bring Me the Horizon with this record is contributing some good to the world. In the past, this band has been alternative metal, pop rock, electronic rock, alternative rock, metalcore, and deathcore. This album, That's the Spirit, falls under electronic rock. It was recorded in the Black Rock Studio in Santorini, Greece. It is 45 minutes long, recorded on the label Sony Columbia, produced by Jordan Fish and the lead singer Oliver Sykes. There were two singles released off this album as a way to get us hyped for the release of the album. That was Drown. It was released on November the 3rd of 2014, so quite a ways back. And Throne. It was released on July the 23rd of this year, 2015. The men that are responsible for creating this piece of musical art are bass guitar player Matt Keane, Lee Malia on lead guitar and backing vocals, Matt Nichols, who I'm going to talk about a lot on this record because I feel like he did a phenomenal job on the drums and other percussion, Oliver Sykes, lead vocals, programming, keyboards, Jordan Fish, keyboards, programming, and vocals. And before I get into talking about this album as a whole, or breaking down each song individually, I would like to ask you politely to please hit the subscribe button down below this video or off to the side if you're listening to the podcast version. And also, throughout this review, if you hear something that you agree with, please hit that thumbs up and tell me about your agreement in the comments section down below. Or if you completely disagree with everything that I say, go ahead and hit that thumbs up and tell me about why you don't agree with me in the comments section down below. Even if you're just having a great day, tell me about it in the comments section down below. Having a terrible day? Tell me about it. I'm willing to talk about it with you. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Flying Brian Show. You can tell me what you think of this album and everything that I just said. You can do that as well over on Twitter. I'm also at facebook.com/Flying Brian Show. So this album as a whole, first things that are going to come to my mind are dubstep, Linkin Park, punk goes pop, and metalcore. Maybe a little sprinkle of top 40. So that's a pretty wide spectrum of sounds. And this album does have a really wide spectrum of sounds. This album is extremely unique. Normally right here I would talk about my previous experiences with Bring Me the Horizon. And actually, this album right here, That's the Spirit, is my first encounter with this British metal band. I think that in the past my brother has told me to listen to a couple of Bring Me the Horizon songs, but Sorry, brother, but I think that I blew him off. So I don't have prior experiences with Bring Me the Horizon, so we're skipping that step. And talking about the album as a whole right here, I will give the album a grade after I talk about each song individually. But all of those sounds aspect put this thing together for a really rare, unique, individual sounding album. The aspects that are dubstep are prevalent in the very first second of this song, or this album, where it's got some synthesizer work, there's some atmospheric sounds, and then like at times you expect it to just do one of those bass drops that dubstep is known for, where they bring you in a little bit and then basically you're there for that bass drop, especially you got subs in your ride or something, so you're listening to the album in your car. It's got some Linkin Park with it, where there's some faster lyrics, but basically the electronic rock portion of the album is what I'm thinking of Linkin Park. And it's not like the good Linkin Park from Hybrid Theory, Meteora, with songs like Crawling and In the End. It's not that good. And it's not that like new and inventive as that, because I feel like when Hybrid Theory came out, that was like, what the hell is this sound that Linkin Park is bringing us? I have never heard anything like that. And it captivated me, and I'm sure it captivated a lot of other people that were my age. I was in, like, I think the junior high or maybe even finishing elementary school when Hybrid Theory came out. So that tells you about my age a little bit. But that album captivated me. I love songs like, I think Loudwire recently said that the greatest song ever from Linkin Park is off their very first album. It's In the End. Other songs that I love from the album are Crawling, One Step Closer, Paper Cut. Basically, that album is phenomenal. Put that thing on and I'm just going to enjoy the hell out of myself. But so this album has some of those features from older Linkin Park, but a lot of it from newer Linkin Park. I couldn't name too many songs from newer Linkin Park that I like, but Powerless, it's got some aspects like that. The pop, like I'm talking about, the vocals at times are really poppy. And the overall sound of a few songs, it's really like top 40. So you can't really blame Bring Me the Horizon for shooting for top 40, because let's be honest, that's where the money's at. So I don't blame them. I'm not a fan of top 40 music. But if you're a fan of bands like Bullet for My Valentine, Avenged Sevenfold, All That Remains, that type of metalcore sound, but you also like top 40 and dubstep, I feel like you're going to really love That's the Spirit from Bring Me the Horizon. I, for one, am not a huge fan of the sound that's coming through on this album, but I do give it kudos for trying that very specific and unique sound, because it is interesting. I enjoyed parts of it, but it's just not something that I'm going to come back to. So let's talk about each song individually. Then I'll put a grade on this thing from A to F and 1 to 100. And I'll let you get out of here. Thanks again for joining me. The first track we're going to talk about is called Doomed. It's the first of 11 tracks on this album. And this is where I said that it starts off with some atmospheric sounds. When I said atmospheric, I really meant erotic. It sounds like there's some porn going on in the background or something, or maybe just somebody in agony. They're either in agony or really enjoying themselves at the very beginning of this song. It's got some synthesizer, some drums slowly make their way into the spectrum. But the first minute, like I said, it really sounds like a dubstep song. I kept waiting for that bass to drop, but instead of the bass dropping, metalcore came in. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty neat. Like I said, again, there's a lot of wannabe Linkin Park sounds throughout this song. And I really love the mixture of singing and screaming. That's a theme that's going to go throughout this entire album. That was one thing that I felt like was really good about this entire album, was the mixture of the singing and the screaming. Again, that's prevalent in the track number 2, Happy Song. I think of Happy by Pharrell and how much that song annoyed the shit out of me. And this song, way better than that song, so have no fear with that. But this song does amplify that. The entire album seems a bit juvenile. And what I mean by that is, I could have related a little bit better to the lyrics and the general feel of this album when I was a little more emotional, probably in my teenage years. And like I said, this song really amplifies that. There are some background vocals throughout that is a bunch of cheerleaders spelling out spirit, and that puts a stamp on the juvenileness of it as well. Juvenileness, I'm not sure if that's a word, but go with it here. Like I said, lyrically, juvenile. But compared to Happy from Pharrell, like I said, this song is some Coheed and Cambria level shit right here. The guys are obviously very skilled musicians, and that shows on this song. And despite all of the bad things I said about this song being juvenile, I actually really like this song. Track number 3, Throne. This song is where like the electronic rock really is in abundance. There's a lot of electronic sounds in this song. Lyrically, a little repetitive. And the highlight, like I told you was going to happen, is Matt Nichols on the drums. They were fantastic in this song, and they're fantastic in a few other songs that we'll talk about soon. This is a pretty short song. There really isn't that much to talk about, but be sure to consider those drums when you're listening to this song by yourself. Track number 4, True Friends. I like how this song starts with some fairly clean vocals from Oliver Sykes before unveiling some metal aspects. One lyric that I want to talk about is, "True friends stab you in the front." I thought about this lyric ad nauseum. I have no idea what Bring Me the Horizon means with it, but I want to talk about my own take on this lyric. True friends stab you in the front. If you haven't figured out by now, I love rock and metal music. I also love the greatest sport in the world, which is mixed martial arts. A few times in the past, my best friend told me he thinks something is wrong with me for liking mixed martial arts, and he thinks that MMA is for the devil. That obviously annoyed the shit out of me. But recently, he also told me that he can't listen to Iron Maiden because that's for the devil as well. Obviously, both of those statements are fucking ridiculous. But how I'm relating that situation with me and my best friend to this lyric in the song is that instead of him telling other people and talking about his thoughts on that, on those two topics behind my back, he straight up told me them to my face, aka stabbed me in the front. It hurt me, but you know, at least it was in the front, I guess. Speaking of friends, I'm trying to make a new online friend. If you could check out Cover Killer Nation, and in his comment section down below any of his videos, if you could say that I sent you, that would really be great, because I'm trying to do a collaboration review with Cover Killer Nation in the future. I'll put a link in the description box below to his channel, and be sure to check him out. He's one of the reasons why I started deciding to do music reviews, because he is extremely good at them, and I thought, well shit, if he can do it, you know, I can do it too, and it seems like a lot of fun. So please go check him out, tell him I sent you, and everyone will have a great day. I'm gonna back up a little bit back to True Friends. Despite my annoyance with my friend and saying those things to me, I actually really like this song. And maybe because of my experience with those lyrics, it pumps me up a lot. And I like to listen to the song when I was lifting weights. Again, if you haven't heard my previous reviews, what I like to do with albums, this album review is coming to you a few days after this album is released. And the reason for that is that I like to listen to the albums over and over and over, because if I would have done this review after one listen through of That's the Spirit, it would have got a terrible rating. I would have told you that I hated every song, basically because of the uniqueness of the sound throughout the entire thing. So I've listened to this album a lot of times, and just tonight I listened to it while I was lifting weights, and yeah, that song really worked out for me there. So track number 5, Follow You, starts off with a mixture of hip-hop or dubstep sounds. I've made the comparison probably already too many times, but again, it reminds me of Linkin Park. I like that the majority of the lyrics are presented with singing vocals versus screaming. With that said, the lyrics are a bit repetitive. I like that the placement of this song on this entire album provides a chilled out atmosphere at just the right time. Track number 5, Follow You, it's really chilled out. Track number 6, What You Need. After that chilled out moment from Follow You, this song starts off kind of chilled out with some tremolo guitar picking. The song quickly picks up with some crunchy guitar, Simple but shining drums and aggressive vocals. The juvenile lyrics I mentioned earlier are prevalent in this song, but the aggressiveness and the overall sound of the song leaves me satisfied. Track number 7, Avalanche. The first 30 seconds is pure instrumental. They sound simple, but the magical amount of simple. The electronic sounds are prevalent throughout, but they're kind of in the background in this one. Maybe I just love drums. I really just consider myself a guitar solo loving son of a gun. But again, Matt Nichols is the best part of Avalanche. Matt Keen can also be heard easily with his bass guitar in this one. Track number 8, Run. I mentioned earlier about top 40 sounding stuff. Run is 2 top 40 for me. It's kind of poppy, if you know what I mean, for the first 45 seconds, that is. Maybe I'll stop saying it, but Matt Nichols, again, his drum skills are the highlight of this song for me. There are times where the top 40-ish sounds are just too much for me, so I don't really like this song. But if you are into top 40 music, like I said previously, dubstep and metal, this is going to be one of your favorite songs. Track number 9, Drown. Basically everything that I just said for Run, repeat that for this track, Drown. Only for some reason I like this track like 10 times more than Run. Why? I don't know. It's just, I can't put my finger on exactly why I like it more, but I certainly like Drown a lot more than Run, even though they both have very similar aspects and are a little bit top 40, which I told you that Drown won an award. Yeah, top 40 or popular music, you know, are the ones that are going to win the awards. Track number 10 is called Blasphemy. The groovy beginning of this song is fantastic, as I love groove metal. It's got a little bit of groove metal aspects in this, you know, like Five Finger Death Punch, but softer. But stay with me here. Don't Preach to Me is a lyric that I like, and it kind of seems like the lyrics in this song are kind of saying that they have transitioned away from being religious themed music to, I don't know, other themed music, because in the past you heard some of the album titles, but some of the track titles as well seemed a little bit too religious for my taste. I'm not a religious guy, so I don't care for the context of the lyrics, but I'm glad this is the only rare moment where religion is the topic of the lyrics, at least on this record. The highlight of this song is the bluesy guitar that makes an appearance later on in the song. Listen to track number 10, find that bluesy guitar, and you're going to really enjoy yourself. Track number 11, Oh No. That's the title of the track. Starts off with a little bit of Night at the Roxbury. Bam, 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 bam. You know what I'm talking about? The first bit of the song is so chilled out that I thought Colby Calais was going to meet Linkin Park for this song. Obviously, I didn't really think that. But that's the kind of vibe and the feel at the beginning of this song gives off. Maybe the two of those sounds come together and made it feel like a Train song. 50 Ways to Say Goodbye, something like that. This is the last song on the record, and it really puts a stamp on the whole thing being trying to attack the top 40 scene. And again, you can't blame these guys for trying to attack the top 40 scene. Maybe they're just trying to go a different direction with their sound, and maybe it just happened to be top 40, but I really feel like they're, a lot of bands would say, selling out. I don't think they're selling out. They're just trying to go for that different sound. All of those sounds are really popular right now, and I think if you're trying to mix metalcore with all of those other sounds, they really hit the nail on the head with this one. The instrumentals are extremely fun in this song. And like I said, if you like all of those sounds put together, definitely 100% buy this album. Before I go into putting the grade on this album as a whole, once again, I would like to ask you to please hit that subscribe button, whether you're listening to this on SoundCloud, there's a subscribe button somewhere nearby, or on YouTube, you're actually looking at me right now, please hit that subscribe button somewhere down below. Also, please share a comment. I've said it on a few of my videos, please share a comment. I'd love to interact with you. I would definitely type back to any comment that you put on here, but I've got like one comment on all four videos that I've done so far. So go ahead and interact with me. You know, I'm also on Twitter at Flying Brian Show. Now, let's get into putting a grade on this thing and we'll get out of here. Before I put the grade on this thing, again, you need to know that this isn't my taste. I'm probably never going to listen to this album again after finishing this review. It does have some fun aspects and it's very unique, but I will probably never come back to this album. That being said, I'm going to give it a pretty decent rating, in my opinion. It's going to get a pretty decent rating because the instrumentals had some really shining moments. Like I said, Matt Nichols had some amazing moments on this album. And I'm not a fan of the whole weird mixture of the sounds. I want my metal to be metal with singing, basically, is what I prefer. I'm going to give this album an 81 out of 100, which turns into a B minus on a scale from A to F. And my finishing statement is, if you like dubstep, top 40, Linkin Park, pop punk, metalcore, you like all those things, definitely 100% spend your money on this album. If not, if those other sounds aren't your taste, wait for albums like Threat to Survival by Shinedown, which is what I'm going to be aiming to be reviewing on next week's show. Before I get out of here, one last thing that I want to say is that I'm working on reviewing every single album from Metallica, Kill 'Em all the way up to Death Magnetic, even Garage Inc. I'm going to review every single album from Metallica's discography, albums individually. The same kind of format as what I'm doing with all of the rest of my reviews. The reason for that is that I like to say that Metallica is the greatest band of all time. But the fact of it is, I am basically only familiar with Metallica's most well-known songs. I'm familiar with a few of their deep tracks, and I've skimmed over every Metallica album, but I've never sat down and really listened and analyzed every single Metallica album. So I owe it to myself, and I owe it to you and all of the people who I say that Metallica is the greatest band of all time to actually sit down and listen to every album in depth. So look forward to those things from me in the future. I'd like to thank you so much for bearing with me on this album review. Look for another one probably a week from today. Today is 9/14. It's a Monday. So next week from right now, look for another album review from me. That's it. I'll see you next time. Namaste.